SpaceX launched dozens of communication satellites into orbit today using a single rocket. The commercial spaceflight company is planning to launch hundreds more to build a global broadband network. But as NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, some worry all these satellites could create chaos in the Earth's orbit.
SpaceX calls its network Starlink, and it's ambitious. The goal is to provide high-speed internet access to anyone on the planet using a huge network of satellites.
In the first iteration, they're really focused on about 1,600 to get full global coverage, and maybe something between 400 and 800 to get a decent starting service.
Tim Ferrer is president of TMF Associates, a satellite communications consultancy. Ultimately, the company has told regulators it could launch as many as 30,000 satellites. By contrast, there are only around 2,000 satellites currently in operation today. Ferrer says this ambitious project is all about making money. Currently, SpaceX is valued at about $30 billion, but its revenues are just a fraction of that number.
If it's going to justify that valuation, it's going to have to generate an awful lot more revenue in the future. And the only realistic way to do that in the next few years is to get into the communications business.
SpaceX is moving fast. It's planning up to 24 launches next year, each carrying many dozens of satellites. Meanwhile, a rival company called OneWeb says it will launch more than 30 satellites each month starting in 2020. Hugh Lewis is an orbital debris expert at the University of Southampton in the UK who's consulted for OneWeb.
The scale of these systems is unprecedented.
He says all these new satellites could increase the chances of a collision that would spread shrapnel through low Earth orbit. Nobody's ever tried launching so many satellites before, he says. He's been running simulations to try and figure out whether it's a good idea.
It's a mixed picture that we get back, unfortunately. We don't get this clear message. You know, we don't get a yes, do it, or no, don't do it. It's too dangerous.
What is clear is that space traffic control systems here on Earth will be pushed to the limit. The U.S. Air Force operates a network of telescopes to track satellites. It feeds that data into a computer that looks for potential collisions and shares warnings with companies. Brian Whedon is a former Air Force officer who used to work tracking satellites.
When I got there to do this job in 2004, I was learning to use a couple of computer systems, and those are still the systems they're using today, 14 years later.
I mean, are these literally like computers from 2004, or is it just...
Oh, they're way older than that.
The physical mainframes are actually from the early 1990s, he says. Whedon is now at the Secure World Foundation, which promotes sustainability in space. He's not sure whether current levels of technology and personnel can handle the upcoming load. Consultant Tim Ferrer says the biggest risk may be dozens of quickly assembled satellites breaking down in orbit.
If things break in space, it's pretty difficult to solve that problem. It's not like your car breaking down on the side of the road.
Both SpaceX and OneWeb say they're taking precautions to avoid collisions and orbital debris. The companies will start their satellites at a lower orbit so that they'll quickly re-enter Earth's atmosphere if they fail right after launching. In a statement to NPR, SpaceX says Starlink satellites are also equipped with an automatic collision avoidance system. That system has already been used. Since the first satellites were launched in May, they've performed avoidance maneuvers some 16 times. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.